African region, no economic sector. Can protect the region, no economic sector can protect itself from the impact of this global threat. To achieve the future we seek itself from the impact of this global threat. To achieve the future we seek, all of us, there must be a comprehensive, collective, sustainable global action. All of us, there must be a comprehensive, collective, sustainable global action that gets resort. The action that we all look for that get a result needed. The action that we all look for that get a result needed. Jordan is facing an extraordinary challenge that is unique in its geopolitical. Jordan is facing an extraordinary challenge that is unique in its geopolitical settings. Within the last 8 years, and I see in the room Mr. Andrew Harper settings. Within the last 8 years, and I see in the room Mr. Andrew Harper, where we started the whole thing, and when we did not start, we helped each other to start the camps in 2012, and we put tremendous work, and I'm very happy to see him and see Mr. Eglund, where we started the whole thing, and when we did not start, we helped each other to start the camps in 2012, and we put tremendous work, and I'm very happy to see him and see Mr. Eglund. Within the last 8 years, the population of Jordan has increased suddenly. We were a small country with. Within the last 8 years, the population of Jordan has increased suddenly. We were a small country with 6 million people. Now we are 10 million plus. Due to the influx of refugees fleeing 6 million people, now we are 10 million plus. Due to the influx of refugees fleeing from the conflicts in neighboring Syria. We in Jordan share our homes. To answer for the challenges of refugees, of refugee crisis. Therefore, we shared our scared answer for the challenges of refugees, of refugee crisis. Therefore, we shared our scarce resources. And for the ones who don't know, they don't know, Jordan is the second poorest country in the world when it comes to resources. And for the ones who don't know, they don't know, Jordan is the second poorest country in the world when it comes to water. Scarce resources whims to water. Scarce resources with 1.36 million Syrian refugees, refugees. Now, this is the debate we always have, and the misconceptions with refugees. Now, this is the debate we always have, and the misconception. When you look at records, and also I will ask Mr. Andrew Harper to help me in this. When you look at records, and also I will ask Mr. Andrew Harper to help me in this matter, 667,000 Syrian refugees matter. 667,000 Syrian refugees are registered with US, are registered with UNHCR. The rest of them are not registered, but they are in Jordan, the 1.36 million. So almost UNHCR. The rest of them are not registered, but they are in Jordan, the 1.36 million. So almost half of the refugees, the Syrian refugees in Jordan, are not registered with the UNHCR. And half of the refugees, the Syrian refugees in Jordan, are not registered with the UNHCR. And also, I would like to add that out of the 1.36 million refugees in Jordan, only 10% of them lives in camps. So about around 140,000 in camps. The rest are living in urban areas. Despite such, only 10% of them lives in camps. So about around 140,000 in camps. The rest are living in urban areas. Despite